Gabriel was sent on the ultimate Advent mission, the ultimate mission of any angel. Gabriel, who stood there before the throne of God, sent by God to earth to give this greetings to Mary, to say to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." Greetings, favored one. We think of those words in particular for Mary, but I believe truly through faith that that greeting is also God's greeting to us on this Christmas Eve. God's greeting to us as we encounter God and encounter God's Spirit through the Holy Bible. That God is looking at each one of us and saying, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." I have a Christmas wish list. It's not for presents for myself. I like to be surprised. I don't want to make a list and have people buy gifts for me that way. I like to be surprised. But I do have a Christmas wish list for you, for each and every one of you. I would pray indeed that you would receive an Advent blessing right here and now, and that you would understand the Advent blessing that is given particularly to you, particularly for you. I would pray indeed that you would understand just how unique and wonderful you are. In a world that many times seems to be crowded with people that seems to not understand or respect or cherish individuality, that you would know right now, as a part of your Advent blessing, that you are unique, that you are wonderful, that you are cherished by God, that your Spirit, being here with us, helps us all to be in communion with God's Spirit that is given to us, that your Spirit with us is needed as a part of the celebration of God's Spirit with us this day and every day, that your Spirit is needed in this world, God encountering your life and your life encountering the lives of others, that I hope and pray indeed that as a part of the Advent blessings for you, that you will understand that and that you will receive these Advent blessings to you and to your uniqueness as to who you are. I pray indeed that you would encounter at this season the laughter of Sarai. Sarai, the wife of Abram, who was called in her old age to bear a son, so that the promise made to Abram would be true and fulfilled. And Sarah, when she was told about that miracle that would take place, laughed. You could say, how disrespectful, how terrible that she might laugh in the face of this message. But she laughed at it. The only person in the Bible who ever laughed at a miracle that was being told to them. And yet she laughed, and then when she conceived, she laughed again. I hope indeed that a part of your Advent blessing is that your spirit, your faith, your life, your encounter with God, your encounter with one another, your encounter with all that Christmas means and all that Advent helps us to anticipate can be filled with the laughter of Sarah. I hope that you can have the faith of Reuel. Reuel, Moses' father-in-law. Reuel, as we're told, the priest of Midian, a mysterious figure, probably would never have been heard of if he had not been the father-in-law of Moses. And yet, he had this marvelous faith, this marvelous ability to help perhaps guide Moses in all that Moses had to accomplish. This quiet faith that made a difference, that set the course for how God would encounter and how God would act upon the people of this world. And Reuel's quiet faith made that difference. I hope indeed that as a part of your Advent blessing that you might have, that you might encounter, that you might be able to move others with the faith of Reuel. I pray indeed that you would have the strength of Joshua, who would want to follow in Moses' footsteps, who would want to say, "I'll be the next leader after Moses." No one would want that. I'm sure Joshua did not cherish that, but Joshua knew that he was called, and he knew that he had to be strong in order to bring the children into the promised land, in order to fulfill their destiny that Moses had brought them to the brink of fulfilling. So Joshua had to be strong, and he had to be strong in reminding the people, this is who we are, and you have to choose to be the people that we are called to be. The strength of Joshua, not desiring to be the one who leads and the one who changes, but willing to take that mantle, willing to take that responsibility. I pray indeed that your Advent blessing might be that you receive the strength of Joshua to accomplish everything that I know that God is calling on you to accomplish. I hope that you have the wisdom of Eli. Eli, the high priest, Eli with his sons who should have followed in his footsteps. Eli who understood God and God's mysterious ways. And Eli who understood that God was passing him over so that Samuel would be the one to lead the people. Samuel would be the one to anoint the kings. Samuel would be the one in charge of the priestly life of God's people. And Eli had the wisdom to be able to say, when you hear God calling in the night, say, "Here I am. I'm ready to serve. I'm listening to what you have to say." I hope and pray that a part of your Advent blessings might be that you would have the wisdom, the clarity of Eli, to be able to see in your own life how God is directing and using you, but then also to be able to share that with others so that others receive that blessing, so that others can hear the voice of God, so that others might be open to hearing the movement of the Spirit and the voice of God speaking to them and calling on them to accomplish everything. I hope indeed that a part of your Advent blessings is that you can dream the way Ezra dreamed. Ezra living there in Babylon, Ezra knowing that the homeland had been destroyed, devastated, and there was nothing left there. And yet Ezra received a dream by God. Ezra received a calling by God. Ezra received indeed the understanding that he had to lead his people back and rebuild Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. That was Ezra's dream, and it was not easy. It was hard, and it was harsh, and it was crazy. And in places we laugh with him over how crazy this episode was in the life of the children of Israel. And yet, he accomplished it because he had a dream that must be accomplished. And so I pray indeed that as a part of your Advent blessings, that you would receive a dream as well. A dream for what God would have you do, even that which other people might say is simply impossible, cannot be done, and perhaps even foolish, that if you feel that that is a dream given to you by God, that you will take that dream and accomplish it in the way of Ezra. I pray indeed as part of your Advent blessings that you would have a true friend, that you would understand the blessing of a true friend like Jonathan with David. Jonathan, who should have been the second king of Israel, and yet who understood that David, his friend, would be the second king, that he would not be, and yet was true to his friend to the bitter end. I pray indeed that you might encounter, that you might know, that you might cherish that sort of friendship, a friend who is willing to give up everything for you, not for him or herself, but for you. I pray indeed that you can encounter that friendship, and if you have that friendship, that you would cherish it and recognize it and celebrate it as a part of your Advent blessings. I pray indeed that if you haven't already encountered the love of Ruth, that you will encounter the love of Ruth. Ruth, whose husband died, and yet she was faithful to her mother-in-law and said, "Wherever you go, I will go, and your people will be my people, and your God will be my God, and I will be faithful to you," standing beside someone else in love, not out of a sense of obligation. And Ruth, who finally found love, true love as well, was able to then continue in her role of fulfilling the destiny of the children of Israel. Her love that stands as an example for what love is in our world. I pray indeed that you have encountered that sort of love, and if you have not, that you will encounter that sort of love as a part of your Advent blessings, as a part of what God desires for each and every one of us. I pray indeed that you might encounter, that you might have, that you might even be called upon to have the bravery of Esther. Esther, who is crowned queen of the Persian Empire and all that that meant to her. And yet when she realized that her people, the Jews, were at the point of being destroyed, that she was able to stand up on threat of her life and to beg the emperor to make it not happen, to spare her people. She knew that she could lose her life for such an action, and yet she said, indeed, this is what she had to accomplish. And the Bible says it was what she was called to do at that time and that place, to be brave when she basically had nothing to lose, to be brave for the sake of others. I hope indeed that it's a part of your Advent blessings that you will have that bravery, that spirit about you, to be brave for the sake of others, to be brave for yourself, to be brave in the face of a world that can be a very fearful place, but to be brave and say, this is who I am, this is how I'm going to live my life, and this is how I'm going to encounter a cruel world at times. I pray indeed that you will have the unconquerability of Paul. I don't think that's really a word, but I really like it. Unconquerability. I like that word. If it's not, it should be in the dictionary somewhere. But anyway, unconquerability of Paul. Because Paul, you know, faced so many obstacles, so many different things, even the thorn in his flesh and what he was called upon to do, realizing that he had to bring the message of Christ to the Gentiles. So that was a part of God's calling for the world, that all might come to know the Redeemer, the Savior, Christ of the world, Emmanuel. And so Paul, who said that message has to go to the Gentiles in face of all the opposition, in face of the opposition of others, in face of opposition of the Jews, in face of opposition of the Romans, in face of the opposition of all the world against him, he was unconquerable in what he was called upon to do. And I pray indeed that as a part of your Advent blessings, that you would have that unconquerable faith, that unconquerable strength, that unconquerable determination to face the world, to make a difference, and to do what you know that you were called, that you were created to do. I pray indeed that you might have the vision of John, the vision of John who said, things as they are now is not the way they will be. The world as it is now is not the way in which God intends it to be. God will be victorious. God is coming again. God is going to establish the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem, the new kingdom. All of that will be. And therefore, we have the strength in the face of all things to share in the vision of John. The vision that is, this world can be here and now a better place as we await the coming of God's kingdom, that this world can be the place that reflects, at least in part, the kingdom of God, the love of God, the care of God, the shepherding concern, the shepherding watch of God in all things. I wish during this Advent season that is now coming to a close that I'd have the opportunity to call each and every one of you, to call you or to speak to you and just to say, this is how I feel about you. This is how I think God feels about you as well. This is your strength that I see in you, your strength that I think God is going to use in miraculous and wonderful ways, and that I find you in the light of God's love to be a unique and powerful individual, and that you have many blessings to give to others. But I'm not able to do that. But do know that I cherish you. But above that, way beyond that, God cherishes you as well. And that God has given you so many blessings, more than I could even mention here. And that God has called upon you and me, all of us, to share those blessings with others because we have received them ourselves. Let us pray. Most gracious God,